Got sunshine back for one more day with some clouds mixing tomorrow, but it's noticeably warmer and a bit more humid too. That trend continues with the clouds. We've got a likely chance of showers on Wednesday. Continued warmer conditions. Overnight lows drop to 60s. Tomorrow's afternoon highs low 80s. Sunny mostly for the afternoon with some clouds. Tomorrow night clouds and spotty showers return. Wednesday afternoon clouds, likely showers, highs of lower 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Greater New Orleans Military Show, exhibiting and selling world-class museum-quality military antiques and collectibles from the U.S., Japan, Germany, and from nations all over the world. Uniforms, hats, helmets, medals, patches, flight gear, vintage weapons from all eras and conflicts. Greater New Orleans Military Show, Saturday, Sunday, October 23rd, 24th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at greaterneworleansmilitaryshow.com.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, The Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on
stop
the rain.
Your sad,
stop your sad.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
But I want it in the beginning, because it's part of the prayer. And then James is going to call in. Oh, okay. Indeed. Well, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, and it's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. So, good evening, darlings, and it's October. We had nice weather. You know, it's not extremely hot. It's sort of cool, and it's good for us, and so many things are happening. I saw a thing on the internet where they were talking about doctors willing to be crisis actors, and that kind of bugged me, you know, because this one was a crisis actor to talk about the Boston Marathon bombing, and that really, really bothered me. So in the process, I started, you know, she couldn't contain her happiness and her excitement talking about the tragedy of what they had to handle in the hospital for the Boston Marathon bomber. So I started thinking about crisis actors. We had a crisis act at the slammer accident that I was in June, where as soon as the truck hit us, you know, quite different than they altered audio or visual. They had two women jumping around the car saying, "We saw the accident, we saw the accident." Oh, God. Now, hey, that's what popped up in my mind when someone sends me this video about crisis actors. You know, so that's a little sad. But anyway, that's one thing we have to realize. January 6th. Event in Washington, D.C. was full of crisis actors, but they were paid, which is a big thing. And, you know, there's a judge has held the warden in contempt for the jail where they are in D.C. And you can read about that on the internet. Just plug in federal judge in D.C. finds jail warden in contempt to Mann's DOJ civil rights probe of January 6th event. So this is, you know, something really different than what they're pitching on the news about January 6th. But if you go into the internet and they haven't scrubbed this, there was a big riot in Washington, D.C. in June 2020 that they allowed. And I think that's where General Milley went a little cuckoo, you know, in on behalf of Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, illegitimate House Speaker, by the way. She and her nephew, Gavin Newsom, did not win their election in the 2018 midterms. So the methods that they were using back then, that 2018 midterms was a trial run for 2020 with the fake ballots and the vote count inaccuracies. Now, someone told me today, said, Barbara, it's not going to matter who is in power. Everything's going to be the same. It's a, said, look, this is supposed to be a government of the people and all of that. So we have a right to ask for information. So that's what I say. Call your Secretary of State if you want the chain of custody documents, even on the 2018 midterms, or even on a runoff, or 2020. Because I could promise you, not one state that has, that is lacking chain of custody documents should have certified the election results. So we're looking for election integrity. So while people are looking for that, see how they can have free and fair elections, all this rigging, these methods for rigging started coming up. So that's sort of wild to me, you know, because nursing scandals they found last week, they reported on in Delaware, and looks like Biden didn't even win his own home state. This week, I found something, same thing with the nursing home scandals in Michigan, you know, and Wisconsin. So it seems like, and also they charged one of the election officials for forging ballots in people's names, choosing a candidate for them, and so that's one thing, but they ought to get everybody that supplied her with the information. There was other people that knew what she was doing. Just like when you go vote and you say you're voting by machine, you, there's a number of people sitting at the table. One does one thing and walks you to the booth, but the other one makes you sign, another one checks. So here you have observers right there when you're checking in, showing your ID. You know, then the other one looks in the book, then you sign, the other one checks it. So there's other people involved, not just this one lady. But the big thing that we've been talking about from a while back are the Zuckerbucks. And it seems that, not seems, they had strings that came attached to that money that was given to election officials. That's why they don't want to respond to how much they got and who got it. Because then it would show who were the major players in going along with him. See, he inserted his own personnel into the vote counting. Now, how does that happen? I'm going to give you money, and then you're going to do what I tell you to do during the election? I mean, come on. You know, he handed over $419.5 million, visible money now, to the Center for Technology and Civil Life and the Center for Election Innovation and Research. So those organizations go by CTCL and CEIR, the Center for Technology and Civil Life and the Center for Election, Innovation, and Research, leading up to the 2020 presidential election. And so they basically use these two groups use this money to buy votes. Now, just read on the internet what you can comprehend for yourself, you know, but this is private resources and personnel. It's unprecedented merger of public election offices and private resources and personnel. It's called racketeering, folks. So if you go to the polls and people want to give you a Sharpie to mark your ballot, that makes your ballot invalid. So a lot of people, the prayer, so a lot of people talked about Sharpiegate all over the country. And that's a little, that was the plan. And how they're showing that it was intentional by what's ordered beforehand in other elections, ballpoint pens, what was the major order for this election. It was switched out to be felt tip pens. Makes your ballot invalid. So that was a way of them dumping votes. So we'll be back in a little bit after this break. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange.
Whatever happens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Sacred Heart of Jesus, Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com. Leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The cake is over the road. Man made the train. Carried the heavy load. Man made the electric lights. The cake is out of the dark. And man made the boat for the water. Like my Bible said, Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. Ow! But it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing. About a woman or a girl. Yeah.
Woman.
So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. And we have Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America with us.
Hey.
How you doing, James?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. It's nice weather for once. We had
it is.
Had a
I'm
cold.
Actually standing out on my porch in with a near full moon and a clear sky. It's a beautiful night. It looks like it is all over the country for the most part.
Very good. So you're in Oklahoma, right? Letting us know what's happening. Yeah, we're in the swamp. I mean, at least the mosquitoes went away for a little bit. I mean, my God, that's like crazy. You know, it's like,
well, you know, I was listening to the first segment of your show, of course, and you know, you've got the same problems down there as we have everywhere to some degree.
Oh no, we do.
The problem is really very simple to solve. Well, the solution is simple. The implementation may be difficult, but what the problem is we have such a huge government, such a complicated government, that they can find loopholes to hide money and steal money, and we never know about it. So the answer is instead of a complicated mess like we have now, we need to get out and protest and demand we get rid of a bunch of governments so things are more transparent. And if you think about it, we'd never have to worry about a federal government implementing socialism against our choices if it were small and didn't have all that much power.
Right. Well, you know,
it's a win-win. We get more money back in our taxes. We don't have to pay them, and we don't have to worry about, you know, Joe Biden declaring himself dictator.
Well, you know, the purpose of the U.S. Constitution is to limit the power of the federal government, not the American people. So they got ass backwards. You know, that's
the problem that we've done, Barbara, is we've abdicated a lot of the state's powers, the state's responsibilities to the federal government, because it seemed like a simpler thing. We'll just have a uniform system. But as we're seeing, that doesn't work, because edicts from California, they don't work in Louisiana. They don't work in Oklahoma. And so the cookie cutter thing doesn't work because we're different. People in Louisiana are different just a little than they are in Oklahoma. We're all still Americans, but the cookie cutter solutions just don't work. The only way to fix that is to take the power back, and the only way we can do that is we've got to get out and do some protesting.
Well,
so
you know,
the right people get motivated to get out there and fix things that we don't know how to fix.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that, you know, we need younger people in office for one thing. You know, this insider trading stuff is a mess. I mean, it's even happening here with new casinos that they want. I mean, this is like,
It's It's, you know, everywhere. Everywhere. Right. There is no facet of our society right now that hasn't been corrupted by, right, by somebody.
Right.
And the only way it's going to get fixed is if we say we're done with it. We're tired of it. We're not going to play game anymore.
I think they know. Well, you know what I liked when I talked to you about, and I asked you how the vote, how, what was the setup for elections? And you told me what the setup was in Oklahoma, and that's the best I've ever heard, you know. And so can you repeat that for the listening audience, like the, that there's no same day registration to vote and all of that?
Oh, no. I mean, it's, I don't know what the exact time limit is, but it's not anything that happens like you register today and vote today, not even close. And when you go to vote, mm-hmm, you have to show a legal ID, you know, state ID, federal ID, passport, something that can be proven to be a legitimate identification card. But not only that, you have to then show your voter ID card, which is free. I didn't pay anything for mine.
Right.
And I've had the same raggedy one now for 20 years. So it's not like you even have to get a new one as long as you're driver's license or ID is still up to date. And then when you do this, they double check all of this, and then you sign. You have to sign your signature there, and your signature has to match what's on the driver's license.
Right.
Now, we did have a touch of problems in Oklahoma and Tulsa County, but mm-hmm, this should come as no surprise. That's where also most of our Democrats are concentrated.
Right.
So...
right.
But if you look at the fraud, there's a fraud map out there that somebody compiled. And if you look at Oklahoma and you were to see the small amount of problems we have compared to the rest of the United States, mm-hmm, especially on the coast,
yes,
you would really want to adopt our voting system. I mean, the left calls it the most racist voting system in the country, so we must be doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick and tired of that thing. I mean, you know,
I mean, if they say it's racist, then you know it's a good policy because everything they know is wrong.
Right. So there's no, so what about the early voting and the absentee voting?
Like an absentee voting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be notarized. You have to go with your ballot. They'll mail it to you. It's no problem. You just have to request it. But then you have to go get it notarized. And, you know, and you have to show your ID and your voter ID to do that. So it's actually more of a pain because you have to, mm-hmm, you have to request it. Then you have to get it. Then you have to go get that done at a bank or wherever a notary is. And then you have to go mail it, whereas you could just go down and vote.
Right.
You don't generally have really long lines.
Right.
Because our system is also quick. You get a right, paper ballot and an electronic ballot on top of everything.
Perfect. You hear that? Mr. Kyle Udwin, that's our Secretary of State for Louisiana. Anyway, we'll be back after this break. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange and Mr. James Neighbors coming up. And we're supposed to have a call in from Nina Nguyen running for mayor. Let us know what's going on tonight. Is that a meet and greet up on Cam Street? Okay.
From the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square, things have changed.
WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO. 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us. The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. LSU is searching for a new football coach after it was announced this would be Ed Ogeron's last season. Jeff Palermo has more on who may replace Coach O.
Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins expects athletics director Scott Woodward will have a lot of different candidates to choose from.
There's a wide range of candidates, and they all bring different strengths to the table.
Higgins says one name that's on top of the list is Penn State head coach James Franklin, who has coached in the SEC and has led the Nittany Lions to 3 top 10 finishes.
He's done a great job at Penn State. And look, he produced 3 straight bowl teams at Vandy, which is like near impossible.
Higgins says Michigan State's Mel Tucker and Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin are also potential candidates. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Police warn of a phone scam making the rounds. Callers will say they are with a local police or sheriff's office claiming to have a warrant for your arrest, but they will take money to resolve the matter. The first red flag is them asking for money. The second is them asking for non-traceable forms like store gift cards. Just hang up. This is news on LRN.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use code LA Sports. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code LA Sports to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. That's code LA Sports. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Funky Uncle Dot Live. FunkyUncle.live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.FunkyUncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on October 20th, it's Guitar Slim Jr. featuring Ivan Neville and Tony Hall. And on October 27th, Green Damons. For more information on how you can support Live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
So you're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, sitting in with Mr. James Neighbors and looking forward to a call-up. So your vote, we were talking about the methods of for voting, say, in Oklahoma, where you have to have a legal ID, whether it's driver's license or passport, and show voter ID, which doesn't cost you anything, is what you said, right, James?
Right.
Yeah, the state gives it to you. You've been having this since 1992, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. They basically foresaw all of the problems that we're dealing with today and cut it off at the pass.
Right.
And they did, like I said, they did have some problems in Oklahoma and Tulsa County, but I understand that they're already... they may have already remedied the whole.
Okay, that's good. But we, you know, we need to push for that here because it's this last with the mail-in ballots with 2018, you know, boxes of ballots found days and after the election, and then they'd spend their time counting them. You know, each state, and just so happened to be changes for Democrats, and I used to be a Democrat, I'm independent, but I didn't like the ways, and I don't like what Mitch McConnell has done, you know, at all. And any legislation that people are passing and they don't know what's in it, that's crazy. That's totally crazy.
Here's how you solve the problem with the ballots, and it's the people who understand chain of custody better than anybody else in the country, and that's our local law enforcement, our sheriff's departments.
Right.
They understand point to point. It's signed for and accounted for, or they are responsible. There is no there could be mistakes, but it has to be through sheer incompetence or deliberately doing it. But why not have, instead of having them transported by the post office, and honestly, the post office is partisan. We know what party most of them are voting. Uh-huh. And so why are we having a partisan group who's responsible for transporting any votes? I really think that we need to limit mail-in voting. It's not as if it's difficult to get to a polling station anywhere in the United States.
A lot of people have told me that there's no use to have any mail-in ballot.
No, there isn't, because it's too likely. I mean, you know, the post office is infamous for losing mail. You know, how many people have been had their power cut off because the bill, you know, the check didn't get there. You know, thank goodness for electronic stuff now, but before that, and it's no different. It's no different. They aren't as accurate as they need to be for something as sacred as the vote.
Well, you know, somebody mentioned this to me today, over by Newton's Hot and Cold. I get my gelato. And they had said, you know, there's no reason in the world that they cannot track the votes, you know, the personal votes of people, because they can track a personal package. And from the country that it's coming in, like if it's a delayed delivery, you once they give you the tracking number, you can get on a computer and then find where your package is. And if it's on a cargo ship, boom, you know it's in the water. You know, it's not on land yet.
Venus could do a better chain of custody, even on mail in. Yeah. But why risk it for something as important as voting?
Right, but then how we need to take care of the military vote too. Make sure that their votes count. That it's not just a ballot.
Well, I'm pretty sure that if anybody has a secure means of communication where they could encrypt some votes and send them, you know, wireless,
right,
I'm confident that the military can accomplish that goal.
Oh, right, exactly. So, James, we have Ms. Vina Nguyen is on the line, and she's calling in from her meet and greet this evening. And so thank you for checking in with us, Ms. Vina.
Hey, Barbara. Thank you for having me on.
No, definitely. We want to hear about what you would like New Orleans to become. Something for the people.
Right. I'd like to say, let's choose a year or the few years that we really loved New Orleans, where the culture was amazing, you know, celebration, where you can actually bring children to the French Quarter and know that they're going to be safe. That's my ultimate goal, of bringing it back into, you know, 1950s, 1960s, that kind of deal, where it was more so
family.
It was a family environment, and now, you know, you have just look at what it's become. It's become a party city. New Orleans wasn't always known to become, you know, just Bourbon Street and known to be a party city with high crime and prostitutes and drugs and all of that. You know, it's not what it was before, and I want to make it safe. I want to make it clean, you know, righteous, and a place that you can bring the entire family and have a day outing, you know, and shop, a beautiful shop in the French Quarter, enjoy the amazing food and culture and music that
and
we have.
And the riverfront, you know, it's like, you know, that's a nice setup, you know, with the restaurants and everything. People, they do have a good push with the Tourism Commission, you know, that people know about. But you see, with that corner on Rampart and Canal Street, that wrecks all the public transportation with the streetcars and everything, you know, and the buses aren't running on time, I'm told, you know, so people can't get around the city. And that's the pulse of the city. You know, you're running your tourism on public transportation with the streetcars and workers, you know, so.
I agree with you. I think there is some sort of disconnect where, you know, we want our tourists to not only support the French Quarter, but also so many small businesses on Magazine Street. You know, Magazine Street consists of 6 miles, over 400 businesses. Mm-hmm. So, but we have no way of them. They would either have to be in a vehicle, but if we found just a better way to change the city's infrastructure and have some sort of transportation that will allow them not to drive from, you know, the French Quarter all the way to Magazine Street, just a better option than what we have right now that's not working.
Right.
You know, can generate and keep and bring a lot more people here, you know, to the city. I think it needs... You know, if our infrastructure is not working, it's not bringing more tourism, they're not experiencing all of the amazing, you know, high-end shops that we have or the small business community that we have between uptown and downtown, that's a problem. And we need to find a solution will help connect that.
There's James.
The light rail system was installed in Salt Lake City for the 2000 Olympics, and you could go from taking a while. I mean, you can get across town in... very quickly on those little light rail trains. That would be my suggestion. It did wonders for Salt Lake.
Right.
I think any idea to think outside of the box, maybe even, you know, those free transportation bus that just very much like New York. You know, you're always constantly moving every 30, 45 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Exactly. You know, because they have Mercedes buses, new buses. The city took over RTA, you know, so the city main, you know, covers them. The federal money is actually what keeps it going, because the streets are so bad with the potholes that it's destroying everything. You know, so why buy, you know, I mean, the bus is already bought, you know, but we have to protect what equipment and vehicles. We're going to go off for a little bit for a break, and then we'll be right back with Ms. Vina Nguyen running for the mayor's office and Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, a real rebel. Be right back, y'all.
Turn the guitar up, Mike, please. Guitar, Mike.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
So, anyway, Dr. John, right? So we're sitting here with Ms. Vina Nguyen, candidate for mayor of New Orleans, and Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So James has some great ideas. Ms. Vina, that's why we're rolling with him. So where were we in our conversation, Ms. Vina?
I'm driving down Canal Street at the moment, and I find that it can be so much better than what it is with all these abandoned buildings that we have. You know, why haven't we just work on improving our city and turning it into, you know, there's a saying, there's New York, there's California, and there's New Orleans.
Right.
You know, we need to turn and we have people from all over the world that comes in and to enjoy the amazing culture and the architecture that we have here. So we need to drive, you know, projects
right.
to success in our beautiful city. But I think that starts with tackling the issues that we're currently dealing with under this administration, which is high crime. You know, we can't attract anyone that wants to stay long term if they knew the condition of our community, of this city.
Well, you know, we need to have someone that knows police work, you know, not someone that knows the police being a recruiting officer. And it's, we need a real recruiting officer. We have, it's a war zone on the street, so we need someone that understands that. And so, and they need a raise, really. You know, because we're getting, we'll get a better breed of character on the police force if it's not just a, you know, a job, you know, take a lunch break, whatever. You know, and
whatever you do, smash all of the woke nonsense out of your police force so they can actually do their jobs.
Oh, that's true. No, some Dan told me from New York that they would never have stood around and allowed people to destroy buildings. They would never have taken stand-down orders in another generation. You know, this is like crazy. It's like, and then they want to raise taxes, you know, and then people who allowed their cities to be torn apart, they get billions of dollars to rebuild. You know, it's like, it's not, you know, it's not a common sense way of living. You know, it's degradation.
I feel that we talk so negatively about our police officers, and it's, you know, now, especially more than ever, there's recently been a report that shows that our new DA, our district attorney, Jason Williams, he's dismissed over 900 felony cases. Did you see that? Did you read about that?
No, but I also know that they dumped a lot of traffic cases of people who were needing to pay either restitution or pay for, you know, just fines and everything that they hadn't paid for. Like, they just like, we got to talk to somebody that works in traffic. You know, that's a traffic attorney, traffic court attorney, because they could tell you what happened. You know, it's like, what about the people that paid and put it on their, a credit card or something like that? So these people pay and then the other people don't pay. So that's sort of weird. But we need.
Well, it sounds like your prosecuting department has gone woke too, and now it's broke.
Yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
What happens. You go woke, and it gets broke, or you go broke. But it's got to be back to common sense law enforcement, not by political preference.
Right, right. No, I definitely want to read that article, Ms. Feenum.
Yes. So I find that our police officers, you know, right at the moment, they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't.
Exactly.
It's so corrupted. It's so corrupted. You know, we have a bunch of criminals that's running the city of New Orleans, right. And we need to confront and overthrow them. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm running for mayor of New Orleans.
That's good.
I'm coming for that seat, Cantrell. And then, and you know, starts with her seat. And everyone else. And now, you know, we had another city council member that's on his second, third DUI. You know, we have a great selection of leadership here running the city.
Well, you know, like when Eddie Compass was destroying, this is like wild, destroying police reports when he was the first commander. He was the commander of the first district. I believe I talked about this, and it's worth repeating. Officers who refused to reduce felonies to misdemeanors. Now, this affects whether a case goes into municipal court or whether it goes into criminal court for repeat offenders. So they were affecting the entire system with this man throwing, commanded the first district, throwing away police reports, disappearing, which people who were having their purses snatched or their homes robbed along North Rampart Street. It's like the robbers knew when the people were coming home from work. You know, so, I mean, they were knocking people down. You know, it's unbelievable. Korea criminals. So Eddie Compass wanted a crime fighting award. So he played down the statistics through fraud. And then when it comes out in a civil service hearing where police officers wanted their jobs back that he had fired for refusing to listen to his command to be a corruptocrat, then Mayor Nagin allows him to stay on. It's like, what? So we've been handling problems, like you say, from, you know, top brass. And I mean, there's a lot of dirty police officers that became dirty attorneys. You know, it's like, and then there's judges that were thrown off the bench for fixing cases for the police department. And then
they wonder why certain part of our voting population believes that all of our elected officials are all pedophiles and corrupt.
Did y'all see where? The assistant to the House, Sergeant of Arms, the assistant Sergeant of Arms was just busted on a child pornography.
Exactly.
Serious thing.
Everywhere.
While Pelosi's, while she's with the Pope. But we don't hear nothing from our leaders about that. Just like in New Orleans, they had a bust with a kid agreeing to plead guilty to pimping. No, you were child sex trafficking. So all the clients who are pedophiles, we don't get to know who they are. They could be judges. They could be police officers, sheriffs. They could be somebody in the FBI, like we find out there's one. And, you know, it's like, how many people reported things to the FBI about molestation or about domestic abuse? And now we have two busts in an FBI office. So anybody that reported anything crazy like that, they're not going to do nothing about it because we got crazy people at the FBI and as U.S. Marshals. So Ms. V,
well,
not mean
the
to me.
Are running the asylum, and that's why we need people like Ms. Wynn in office.
Right, absolutely. And Mr. Roberts sent me a text and said that U.S. Senator Rand Paul stated that we having a national walkout on November. No fake. What? Said no. No. I'm going to strangle you, Mr. Robert. I guess he wanted to see if I would report what he would tell me. So we need to fact check all of that. Hey, look, American Airlines walking out, Boeing employees, and maybe some City Hall people. What do you think, Ms. Vina? We're going to see you next week. Ms. Vina, tell our listening audience good evening and good night. Thank you for coming. Bye, James. See y'all next week. Thank you, Ms. Vina and Wynn, for calling in for us.